Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Nun Aleph, and we just finished Simon Hay. So what the Chayyadim introduced to us in Simon Hay is we can have a plant or a tree which has multiple parts of it which are edible. And one of them is the primary part, and it gets the bracha, the appropriate bracha of Ho'etz or Adamo. And the other ones which are secondary are demoted to a lower level bracha. So from Pri'etz it goes down to Pri'adoma, and with the Pri'adoma it goes down to Shehakol. So now, the Chayyadim addresses in Simon Vav the question about the pits inside of the fruits, the stone inside of the fruits, and some of them are edible. So do we look at that as being part of the fruit, and therefore the bracha would be Brepio 8? Do we look at that as being a different item, a distinct separate item, and therefore the bracha would be a lesser bracha, let's say a brei peho adama. So garinim shel peiros im heim masukim mitchila v'shulchan aruch hikriya levorach brei peho eitz. So if they are edible without any efforts, without any type of doing some type of way to make them edible, they just come naturally as being edible. That's called a masukim, they're sweet, which means they're edible naturally. So then the bracha is repio 8. So we look at them not like we had before as being a distinct separate item. They're part of the fruits. The fruit has different components in the fruit itself. But this is not a secondary separate item. This is part of the fruit. And the bracha is repio 8. And if they are bitter to the point that they're not edible at all, so there's no bracha on them, they're not considered a food. Even a person would eat it, it's not considered he's doing an act of eating something which is a chayv and a bracha. And now he took them and he roasted them, and now they became edible. So the starches inside of it caramelize, and now it tastes sweet, and now it's edible. So what is it? Do we look at it that's part of the eitz, which was not usable, and now we made it usable? Or do you look at it, now we look at it as basically it's a distinct separate item, because it was inedible, it wasn't part of the fruit. So you've taken something which is not part of the fruit and made it edible. So you're taking basically the equivalent of a non-fruit and making it edible, so the bracha is a shakol. That is how the Chayyadim paskin. So this is a machlokes, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out if a person would say Repio Doma or Repio Eitz, he would be Yotze B'Yabed, because each one of those is a Shita, which paskin that we're supposed to do so. So at least in the B'Yabed, we're samech on that. The Greater Masukim Mitkilo Nikrapri, Mashen Ganamorim Lunikrapri Klau. And now the Chayyadim explains the logic, like we said. He says when they're edible, their mesukim means they're good to eat, so they're part of the pri. So it's not a separate item, like we said before in Simon Hay. This is part of the pri, so the bracha is repuates. In a case where they are inedible, they're not called a pri at all. So you can't say now you made it edible, you have an edible pri. It's nothing. So it now becomes an edible item, which is not a non-fruit, so the bracha is a shakol. Okay, now the Chayyadim deals with a scenario which I'm not sure that we have practically. I'm not sure if this scenario plays out. So it deals with shkedim, hamorim, kesheim, ketanim. Excuse me. You have almonds. So apparently there was two different species of almonds. One of them grows mitchila; it grows flavorful and tasty, and it's edible. One of them grows that the item itself, when it grows, is not really edible. It's bitter to the point that you can't eat it. When they're still young, when those inedible almonds, when they're fully grown, when they are still young, are edible. Why are they edible? So because actually it's not the fruit, the almond which is edible, it's the shell which is edible. At the beginning, the shell, because it's soft, etc., is still edible, and that's actually tasty. And as the almond continues to develop, the shell becomes hardens and becomes inedible. So what you're eating when the almond is young is not the almond, it's actually the shell. It's the klipa. So shkenim amorim kishem ktanim do ozikir achilosim haklipa ve'enu mora mevorachim berei pi ho'etz. Now, so the Chayanim says that the bracha is berei pi ho'etz, and the Mishabura is not sure about this. Mishabura says, but it's the klipa, it's not the actual fruit. So why would you call it berei pi ho'etz? What's the argument to say it's berei pi ho'etz? So, interestingly enough, the argument is, since when they fully grown, they're not edible. So the whole reason when you plant them is to use them when they're young. So and if the part that you eat when you're young is not the actual fruit inside, but the shell, that's what it's planted for. So if that's what the tree is planted for, that's why you cultivate it. So that becomes the fruit of the tree. So in this scenario, we're going to have an exception that the klipa is the pre, and the pre is not the pre. That's the argument to make a berei pi ho'etz, which is what the Chayyarim says. And the Mishabura is not sure whether we can accept this argument or not. So as we will talk about this more in the following shir. Again, I'm not sure if we have a practical example of this scenario, but at least it helps us clarify these concepts of this idea we've mentioned of not the adaita the hochi. And that's an important rule which will be used in multiple scenarios in Hilchos Brachos, so it's worthwhile to just see some examples and to think about it and understand it. Meanwhile, have a good day.